Our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reform the body of his glory. The translation I just quoted differs from the translation I read for the epistle. Our conversation will lead us to that citizenship of the everlasting paradise. St. Paul so often entreats us to be doers. Walk. Move to Christ. This is why we focus on this today, our conversation. This is the focus of the mind and of the heart. That which we speak about most often must be of great importance in our life. We need to work to be conscious of what occupies us here in the world. Do we toil and labor as the worldlings, considering only our belly, that is, the pleasures of the world, the pleasures the world has to offer? We must take hold of ourselves and focus on that spiritual journey. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. In St. Louis Marie de Montfort's book, Friends of the Cross, he paints a picture of the opposing sides, those of Christ and those of the world. To the left is the world's group, the devils, in fact, which is far superior in number and seemingly far more colorful and splendid in array. Fashionable folk are all in a hurry to enlist. The highways are overcrowded, although they are broad and ever-broadening with the crowds that flow through in a torrent. These roads are strewn and paved with gold and silver. The world is enticing us, seeking our attention. And it makes it so comfortable, so easy to be a part of the crowd. Where then is the good example? Be imitators of me and mark those who walk after the pattern you have in us. We are to be that good example in the world, living the true faith, living the truth. We work to be imitators not only of St. Paul, but of all the saints and ultimately of Christ himself. Work at loving one another for the sake of Christ, whatsoever you do to the least of the brethren. Our change is in our own hands, the choice to come to Christ and to follow him every day. We read in the gospel the faith of this woman who came up to Christ with only intention to touch his garment. We remember also the wedding feast where the man had not on a wedding garment. Pointing to sanctifying grace, pointing to baptism, pointing to faith in Christ himself. Interestingly, according to Eusebius and others, this woman erected a statue of Christ at Caesarea Philippi, portraying the incident of her cure. And a flower then grew from the base of the statue. When it touched Christ's hem, it cured all diseases. These histories are examples for us, the use of holy relics, not by the power of things in themselves, but by God's power through them. Thus all things in God's power as we work to restore ourselves to him and conform ourselves to him. It's through him and his cross that power for us flows. Thus in the Mass we have at the offertory that prayer, Deus qui humane. O God, who in creating man didst exalt his nature very wonderfully, and yet more wonderfully didst establish it anew, by the mystery signified in the mingling of this water and wine, grant us to have part in the Godhead of him who hath vouchsafed to share our manhood. God gives himself to us. Gives himself to us by us uniting to him in his work of the cross. Christ remade us in opening to us his life in the sacraments. The indelible mark on our souls is that wedding garment, that life-giving garment of Christ, whereby we are healed of all ills of the world. The wedding garment changes us and makes us partakers with Christ, heirs of Christ, if so, we suffer with him. We work to unite by Christ to Christ by being friends of the cross, in contradistinction to the enemies of the cross of Christ. St. Paul said, their end is ruin, their God is the belly, their glory is in their shame. They mind the things of the earth. They mind only the things of the earth. For it is good to be good stewards of what God has given us, to take charge of the things that we have, but again, only to aid our unity with Christ, to aid us in going to Christ and living with him. Their glory is in their shame. How true in our day, when the ideals of the world go further and further to push the boundaries, fighting against our true nature and our true end. They hold it up, virtue signaling, as it is termed, how good they are at adhering to these crazy ideals. These ideas which are so repugnant and contrary to the truth. Their God is their belly. Now, being fat isn't sinful in itself. Good for me. But the comforts of the world being used only to please the body, and the great pleasure showing through the belly, this becomes, in place of our true end and purpose, becomes our God. What then do the friends of the cross look like? St. Louis Marie de Montfort continues, to the right, the little flock that follows Jesus can speak only of tears, penance, prayer, and contempt for worldly things. Sobbing in their grief, they can be heard repeating, let us suffer, let us weep, let us fast, let us pray, let us hide, let us humble ourselves, let us be poor, let us mortify ourselves, for he who has not the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the cross, is none of Christ's. Speak with contempt of worldly things, feeling that they are beneath deep consideration for us. They are tools to be used for us to love our neighbor, for us to save our souls, and thus to glorify God himself. Speak of penance. Know that you have chosen, in your sins, you have chosen, contrary to what you know God desires of you. And thus, we must make up for it. We must work to change ourselves by the things that we can do, the choices we can make. Speak of prayer, the beautiful ability of us all to converse with God, to open ourselves to his grace and inspirations to move us to him. Speak of prayer, that guide for us through the struggles of this life, to console us in our distresses. So in changing our conversations and our view of the world and worldly things, this will lead us to Christ. This will turn us to him. And this is our end, to be with Christ, to live in this world, imitators of Christ, a light to the world, a light of the faith, an example to everyone. Just like the woman who only desired to touch his garment, the flow of grace will come to us. We will then be that example for the world to follow, the few whom they see carrying the light of the faith by how we walk in the world, how we live our faith. Let us then work to make these changes, increasing our faith and increasing our devotion for the whole world and for those who have left the faith, our family and friends, anyone we care about so dearly, to seek their salvation. They are not dead, but sleepeth, and may arise when Christ takes them by the hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.